It's out in the hall place.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I've seen that. But we didn't have one like that. Mm-hmm. We just had a hog pasture, and they run in the pasture, and we had to keep water there for them, you know, mm-hmm. to drink. And seen it. They didn't have it, we told it to them.
Mm-hmm.
And fed them all the corn they could eat.
Mm-hmm. Did you have things that you poured the feed in that they ate out of?
Uh-huh. Had troughs made.
Mm-hmm.
They're about the nastiest thing in the world, eating. They're just nasty up there in their own place.
Is that right? Mm. What kind of meat do you like to eat?
Me? Yeah. I don't like nothing but hog meat.
Mm.
And I'll never taste it. Doctors don't allow me to taste nothing but the bacon. I'm not supposed to eat a bite but the bacon.
Yes, ma'am.
But what I like now is the hog meat.
Mm.
I've eaten it all my life till the doctors have stopped me.
Mm.
But I weighed 200 and something pounds, and he got me down to about 150 now, and he got me off of hog meat and everything else.
Yes, ma'am.
But that's good for me.
Mm-hmm. When people bought bacon, did they ever buy it, you know, without getting it sliced? They just buy a whole?
I have bought it that way, a whole middling, you know.
Big part?
A whole middling?
Yes, ma'am.
Just whole middling.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't like it that way now.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want it unless it's sliced bacon.
Yes, ma'am.
I don't buy it no other way.
Well, when you sliced it off the middling, didn't you usually have kind of a tough edge?
Yeah, it had those skins tough.
Yes, ma'am.
But I used to like it, but I don't like it no more.
Mm-hmm.
But we put up enough meat to do us from one end of the year to the other. And hams. Bread, big hams, you know, and have ham all year.
Did y'all have a smokehouse?
We had a big smokehouse. Mm-hmm. And we made our own molasses. And I had a saga meal. Did you ever hear of that?
What's that like?
Now that's like something. It's a thing, great big thing. It's round like this, and you feed the cane in a... It's machinery thing, you know. You put your cane in there, and the mules go around, you know, and turn around,
mm-hmm.
squeeze all that juice out.
Yes, ma'am.
They go around and around, and that juice runs down into a barrel or something. Whatever you put under there.
Yes, ma'am.
A tub or whatever you have. You use different things already. But we made all kind of molasses. I've made molasses myself. And we had a saga meal of our own.
Mm.
And we had it right below our house and set up, you know, and people would haul cane there. All over the country would make cane. Of course, I never fooled with other people's cane, but we had cane of our own that I'd help with.
Yes, ma'am.
Now that's a job. That's a job. Now, let me tell you, that's something else. I wouldn't go through that again.
Yeah.
And we have molasses in that smokehouse. Just buckets, go buy buckets, you know, and put them in. And just buckets and buckets, and then get barrels, fill up barrels full. And every jug and everything you could find with molasses, we have in that smokehouse.
Mm-hmm.
And us maybe to eat 2 gallons a year. Now, wasn't that something to go through all that trouble for nothing?
Maybe you just like to do it.
Well, the niggas on the place again.
Mm.
In El Monte, got it.
Yes, ma'am.
And there would not be none left for the next fall.
Mm.
They'd come there and tow it off, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what. And then we'd had sugar cane. You've heard of sugar cane, ain't you?
Yes, ma'am.
Louisiana.
Yes, ma'am.